Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 11th of February. Today, we get the delayed US employment report data for January, along with benchmark revisions for the last couple of years. For the revisions, it is important to focus on how the economy reacted to reality rather than how the economy reacts to reported data. That is to say, whatever the actual level of US employment last year, that actual level was sufficiently good to keep fear of unemployment relatively contained and to allow US households to cut back on savings in order to pay for the tariffs. If employment over the past year is revised down, and that is the expectation, it is simply bringing the reported number into line with reality. It will undoubtedly have political resonance, but it is not necessarily that relevant to the economic narrative. The latest data for January will obviously agitate financial markets. The numbers have already agitated US administration officials who will not necessarily have known the actual data. There has been, however, a flurry of comments about there being no need to worry if the numbers are lower. There is a need to worry if the numbers are meaningfully lower and momentum in the labour market is weakening. The evidence to date does not suggest that US jobs are being lost to artificial intelligence, although AI is a convenient excuse for chief executives seeking to correct for past hiring errors. AI may possibly be intensifying areas of work. For the most part, recent labour market data has been characterised by a hiring slowdown, reflecting the extraordinary level of uncertainty around government policy in the United States. That slowdown has primarily affected younger people who are struggling to find work, rather than established consumers who are already in work. That, in turn, has some implications for economic patterns that are sensitive to younger age groups. Slower sales of fast food, higher delinquency rates on student loans, and so forth. It is worth noting the weakness in the US January retail sales data that was released yesterday. But these numbers do not necessarily herald a weakening of the consumer. Certainly, the US credit card use data is completely inconsistent with the reported retail sales numbers. So either consumers were spending outside of the items captured in retail sales, or the retail sales survey is less reflective of reality. It may also be the case that the affordability crisis in the United States has caused some people to delay end-of-year spending in anticipation of price discounts in January. China is not facing an affordability crisis. It is facing very weak inflation at a consumer price level and still has deflation at a producer price level. Producer prices have not risen in China since 2022. These prices do not translate into any kind of international price trend. There is a very limited relationship between producer or consumer prices and export prices, and China's export prices have only a very limited relationship to international consumer price inflation. However, the prices are perhaps indicative of the ongoing mediocre nature of domestic demand in China. Certainly, these are not consistent with a strong domestic demand story. As such, that places the emphasis on exports if China is to meet this year's official growth targets, and of course China must meet its official growth targets. That's all for today. Have a good day.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.